going?
Just making sure the microphone is off.
I turned it off, yeah.
Thanks.
Turned it off.
Well done.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Scott Ruins Your Podcast. I see a few new faces that never saw the show before.
There are two people that told me they were going to be here tonight and are not here.
John is one of them. And who's the second person?
Rochelle.
Oh, where's she?
She's down. She's not here. Well, she said she'd be here.
They canceled the show.
Yep.
Shut it all down. Boom. Ed, for those who have never been here before, I'm Scott.
I'm to his left.
No, to my right is Mike.
Mike, my right, his left.
And then...
No, it's your left.
Your left.
He's left. And then usually to my left is John, but he's like, hey guys, I'm going to text you a couple hours before the show and say, a better thing happened to me, so I'm not going to be here. And, yeah.
He got a gig at the Skyline.
Yeah, he's there all the time, so it's not a big deal. He's always like, hey, come to Skyline this weekend, I got shows. I'm like, no. And then he's like, and then he's like, well, fuck your show. I'm like, fuck your show.
He texted me at 2:30 this afternoon.
2:50 for me.
Oh, well.
Oh, I'm still playing Pokemon. Oh, boy.
Not catchable?
I'm not lying.
No one thought you were lying. He's making that Pokemon stuff.
Yeah.
He doesn't really play Pokemon.
He's
not 12.
I got him. Anyways.
That would be awesome. In that game, every time you caught one, just people around you just erupted into applause.
I don't know why.
If it was real life, they would.
Yeah, yeah.
It was. Came out like, it's captured the thing. Yeah.
Don't worry, folks. You don't have to worry about this.
More Squirtles in this town.
You don't have to worry about this Makuhita?
Makuhita.
Yeah. See, John Conrad
like
knows.
Sounds like a sushi.
I was born in 1991.
You were born in Makuhita?
That's where I was born.
But anyways, for those who haven't been here before, we usually just have a chatting conversation.
A three-way, a little bit of three-person way.
And then we talk about fun things.
But tonight, we'll do a little two-way.
Okay, so...
And then John's going to come in the back door.
I did a little bit of...
Midway through, he's going to come in.
I kind of want the audience to boo him when he comes in. Or like...
The wall hide.
As soon as he walks in, everyone just goes through their tables. Or like, set up a safety word. Where I'm like, or like Pee Wee's Playhouse, where he's like, oh, trampoline. And I was like, oh, trampoline. Like, you missed the inside joke. And then he's like, whatever.
We can set that up.
And he rolls his eyes.
Although the word of the day, the Pee Wee Herman word of the day, and safe word are two different words. Those are two different concepts.
Did I ever tell you about how I didn't realize that
Pee Wee. Just like lost bad. Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, that's what I do. Hold on. No, I was going to say, I didn't realize.
Mayonnaise. Yay! No, I mean, stop.
I didn't realize until I was an adult that when the show was over, the word wasn't over. Like, apparently that was for the whole
day. Word of the day, yeah.
Yeah, it's word of the day.
Yeah, well, I mean, it ended up for the people on the show.
I know, but like if anyone said it the rest of the day, you could have just screamed.
Yeah, you could have. Did you?
No, I didn't know that until it was too late.
You could still live your life that way. You could just declare the word of the day. You could play it yourself. It's a game. You can play it at home.
I also read online that you can, I saw a meme that said, you can just scream at any point you want. It's not against the law.
Yeah.
Sure. So you can just go into a store and just, and then people go, what is wrong with him? Like, it's my choice to do this.
That's right. Free speech, baby.
It's First Amendment.
First Amendment.
It's not a speech, though.
Aren't there, laws against, disturbing the public, though?
Get out of here, you fucking...
Yeah, yeah. What do you know about...
First Amendment. We're talking First Amendment rights there. What do you got, the Magna Carta?
Yeah, sure. Show us on your Declaration of Independence what the rules are.
Yeah, what did you declare for?
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
How's your religious freedom over there in Britain? Is that what it is for?
You have our own church. It's pretty cool.
That's good. Yeah. Sure. That's good.
What is it called?
The Church of England, yeah.
Like, is it one building, or is it like a whole religion?
It's like a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
Big organization. Founded because King Henry VIII wanted to get a divorce, and the church wouldn't let him. So it's like, fuck it, I'll start my own church.
I hope you said it that way too. Fuck it.
But why?
Use it to get divorced and then maybe kill some people, you know?
You know.
Finger banging so hard.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
You're by yourself, like, finger banging. Same word and special word are different words. Finger banging and finger guns are different things. Yes. I'm finger banging so hard back here.
See, this is what happens. Conrad's being on the show so much, he's turning into me. That's something that like would totally fall out of my mouth. That's something I would say too.
I feel like we've been putting down for the last 10 minutes.
The show's only started like 7 minutes ago.
Is John here yet?
No. He doesn't need to be here. I am.
Oh yeah, wait, we gotta decide what we're doing. Are we booing? Are we applauding? Are we doing a slow clap?
That's booing's easy.
He says the word strawberry, we all boo.
Okay, well, we have to set him up for that, probably.
Oh yeah, we can talk about our favorite types of shakes.
Sure.
All right.
Can you do a last shot for him? Yes.
If you want to.
Squawk like a bird if he comes.
All right, I have topics.
Squawk like a bird if he comes. Mayonnaise.
I actually have topics tonight too.
Well, good.
But
very well prepared.
Well,
I have stuff too. While you're choking, but
okay.
Oh, wait. Well, no, you go ahead.
Well,
I was gonna grab a thing.
You can talk quite far.
But who am I talking to? The audience? The conversation is up here.
You can talk to me, son.
Only John was still here.
What is this?
Oh, you want this?
I don't know.
It's Fargo.
I've never seen.
Raising Arizona. Well, then do you want it?
Sure.
Okay, cheers.
Okay.
Yeah, good. I'm going to keep giving away DVDs that I have at home because I have a whole shelf full of them and I never watch them, nor will I ever watch them.
Why?
Because I can get them online instead.
I've never seen Raising Arizona.
Well, I don't. None of this. Yeah, he'll enjoy it.
I'm sorry.
He's got a new experience in front of him.
And I haven't seen Fargo in high school since high school.
Yeah,
okay. So there's a double feature for me.
Give it a watch.
I'm
giving away stuff. But slowly. That's what everyone says. No, and I'm just giving it away. I realize there's a whole shelf of things that is just there to make me look like I'm smarter, wittier. Look at the movies I enjoy. You don't need that there. I don't watch them. What?
Well, I don't know.
Heaven.
Are you? I feel like all my microphones are by me. Should move closer. Come here. Come here, closer.
You move farther away, and then he'll move closer.
Fine. There. Is that better?
It's better.
I was listening.
I like the way
I was listening.
I feel like I brought the room down, giving you a gift.
Yeah,
we're having a lot of fun. Having a lot of fun making fun of Conrad, and then it just really died.
I was listening to a bunch of episodes recently of this show. And I was like, I never.
What show?
This podcast
just. That ruins your podcast. Oh, no. Oh, no.
No.
It's a spinoff show.
And then Conrad's the only one on stage, and all three of us in the voice booth just playing noises. He's making fun of our English accents.
That show might work.
Oh, hi there, pretty lady.
What?
I don't know. I'm assuming that's what Conrad's American accent impression sounds like. Do an American accent.
Oh, y'all, you like cheeseburgers? Sure like that game of baseball, I tell you.
I don't even know what that is.
It's
Texas, kind of?
It's somewhere in the south. Yeah, it's Georgia.
So, you know when Americans do English accents, they always go to Cockney, or everyone in England, when they try to do American, just go straight for Southern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cockney's the funny one.
Yeah, it is.
Cockney.
Even English people make fun of Cockney. Yeah. So.
Where's my Cockney accent?
How's that Cockney?
Who's a Cockney, a little stock Cockney?
I guess I only know women Cockney.
Speak some with me.
Oh, what you doing over there, hey? Kind of like that? Is that Cockney, Conrad?
You sound just like my mother.
Do I?
Just look.
Oh, Conrad, what you doing? Make your bed. Make your bed or you're not getting any breakfast.
What's for breakfast?
Cereal. I don't know, is crumpets? Is that a thing?
Crumpets is a thing.
Crumpets!
Oh, that reminds me.
It reminds him of crumpets? Do I have, do you?
Are you finger banging?
I thought he was getting a gift for me. What the fuck? Jesus.
He does have a gift for you.
What is this?
These are Twiglets from England.
Twiglets?
Crisps, I guess.
Oh, crisps.
They're pretzels.
Yeah, you could call them. No, they're not pretzels at all.
They look like twigs.
Yeah, that's why they're called Twiglets, isn't it?
It just burnt.
Yeah.
They're like dipped in Marmite or something.
In Marmite?
Yeah.
What is that? What's happening?
That's like a whole thing.
Are you poisoning us? It tastes like a burnt twig.
It tastes like a burnt pretzel, but like not
this
in a good
we
way.
This is how we survive in England.
Scott devours your pie.
I mean, they're appealing. They're good.
No, they're not.
They're not good, but they're...
See, that's the slogan of Marmite. You love it or you hate it. Oh.
It's just a burnt pretzel. With no inside.
I want more, but they're awful. They're not tasty.
Like this is why, you came to Wisconsin for these. These need to be dipped in cheese.
Oh sure, yeah.
That's heresy. What you just said.
What do you mean?
I'm going back to the voice.
Okay. Is there a last burnt piece you have? That one looks.
They're all. You got this one, dude.
No.
I think it's the stuff on it.
Can you wash them off to taste? Like it's not even salty.
No trumpets. You don't wash them off.
Oh, this one tastes like meat, kind of.
Savory, yeah.
I'm not going to ever eat something Conrad gave me again.
Ever. Don't worry, 10 Norman's in this podcast is going to kick off.
Oh, wait, is this acid? Did you just go to acid?
British acid is just.
I was going to say, it's called the Beatles, just to get their inspiration from.
John had me another twiggy.
I'm looking at Marmite, and it says that my Wi-Fi is not enabled.
Oh my God, that's what Marmite does to you?
I don't care. It's a noun, an earthenware cooking container. It tastes like a cooking container.
It's like a yeast extract.
It kind of did taste
it's like
a cooking
container. It's like a spreadable condiments. It's savory, meaty butter.
Wait a minute. Okay, this says the original British version currently produced by Unilever and a modified version produced in New Zealand by Sanitarium Health Food Company.
Yeah, Vegemite.
Sanitarium Health Food Company.
It's healthy stuff.
Sanitarium. Do they know what sanitariums are?
Australia, they're all kind of bonkers over there, aren't they?
I know New Zealand is different from Australia, Conrad.
Yeah, Conrad, New Zealand is.
It's an island over, it's part of the same continent. They're all a bunch of convicts over here.
New Zealand's where you send the hobbits.
There's chips that tasted like it? What is happening?
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Anyways, I don't even know what we're doing.
I need another drink.
You have a list of stuff to talk about before I fetch you stuff.
Oh, I was catching up on this podcast on old episodes, and I realized I started an idea, and I never got back to it, which doesn't happen normally often.
That happens every month.
Because we were talking stories, and you start telling a story about a dream, about a scary dream you always had, a recurring dream.
Okay.
And I asked if it was the werewolf poop thing, and you just didn't know what I was talking about. So I know one.
Correct. I still don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, did you ever have a dream
about werewolf poop?
No, I wanted to talk about things. Dreams. Dreams are weird. But when I was a kid, I always had this recurring dream where we were driving past this house or this building, and I was like, "Let's go inside." And then like we went inside, and then my cousin disappeared in the basement. So we're like, "Well, we gotta go find her." And as we're walking through, like there was just like a walls. There's walls in the basement, like made of boards.
Yeah, that's how walls work.
But like just 2x4s. As we're climbing through the walls and stuff, I was sipping werewolf poop. I'm like, oh no, the werewolf's down here. And then eventually I found my cousin and we left. And then as we're driving past, we looked at a house on the hill. I'm like, that's the real haunted house. And I didn't understand the dream, but I had it so many times as a kid.
The real haunted house was the friends we made along the way.
Oh, I get it.
Was this a...
I don't know.
Was this a Thomas the Tank Engine...
Sounded like it.
...reference?
Yeah, it did sound like a little...
I don't know. Where did it come from, Conrad? I feel like...
Where did it come from, Conrad Joe?
It's an American song.
Is it?
I don't know.
Quite them.
Who is it? Oh, it's Rochelle.
Hey.
Hey. Rochelle came. Now we're just missing one person.
Yeah.
And we have the good one.
Good thing John doesn't listen to this show.
Yeah, he doesn't. Because the episode that was one time John had, he got sick, and then it was just me and Mike, and I had a great time, and we called him a piece of shit, and that was from like November, and he never said anything about it. So we can say fuck you, John, all the time.
Fuck you, John.
Fuck you, John.
You piece of shit.
Fuck you, dummy.
Oh
no. Anyways, I was hoping that World Poop story would kind of branch off into something.
No, not
all right.
Not a second time either. Try it next time.
Okay. Do you have celebrities?
Do I have celebrities?
I mean, in general.
Do I have them?
Do you have any?
Do I have celebrities?
What's the word?
You are asking for drugs right now.
What? No. Do I have celebrities?
I'm trying. What's the word I'm thinking of? Encounter. Gary's here.
Yeah.
Have I met celebrities?
No, kind of. Gary is here. We know.
Well, it's got to be better than do I have celebrities?
No, I was because Gary posted on his Facebook page one time.
I did.
Yeah. What
about what are some celebrity stories?
Encounters.
Encounters. That's the word.
It's what you said.
Did I?
Not the first three times. First three times you said, "Do you have celebrities?
Do you have any?"
Just listen to the thing later. Mm. All right, celebrity encounters.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I should
have.
Expand on this answer.
Okay. I've met Norm from Cheers.
Okay, stop right here.
Okay.
His name is George Wendt.
Yes, right.
But what I meant...
I couldn't think of his name just then, yeah.
What I was going to say, though, was...
Was that not your caliber of celebrity?
No, it's not the caliber. I met him. I was hoping for, like, a more fun story. Tell a better story.
That's how any story with celebrity starts. You don't start with, I was knee ball deep in his anus. Yeah, well, you wouldn't start a story that way. I met him first.
I guess not. I guess...
You tell it a celebrity story. Go ahead.
No, I don't know a lot of celebrities.
Then neither do I. I don't want to talk.
You owned George Wendt.
I owned George Wendt.
You don't know what happened. What did you do to him?
Well, he's open 24 hours a day. You get a burger there. It's delicious. Nope, that's a George Webb joke.
I have two questions.
Yes.
What's George Webb? Is it a restaurant?
It is a restaurant, yes.
Is it from here?
Yeah, in the area, yeah. More south of here, really. Milwaukee. There wasn't one. Is that still there?
Yes.
Well, they're open 24 hours. We can go to the night.
Oh!
Yeah.
It's one in Peshtigo, apparently.
If you want to head north to Peshtigo.
They have a winery up there.
Oh, boy.
Want me to clap for you?
We can do it ourselves.
What? And the second, why is your blue drink so blue?
Your answer to your question.
No way.
It is a blue drink. It is blue.
Would it be funny if you made drinks here, and then you just put some food coloring in it, just to mess with people? I think it'd be funny. what if you're like, hey, do you want a water? Okay. And then you just put like a little yellow in there and they fill up like, I want a water. Oh, no, it's water. And then like, it looks like piss. And then, but it's cold and it's not salty.
Sure, yeah.
So have you ever gone out to St. Patrick's Day?
What?
Have you ever gone out to St. Patrick's Day?
Yes.
End of question.
I guess it was irrelevant.
And a green beer. Green beer is what it is.
Oh, eh. I don't get the point.
Do you want yellow water, then?
Because it's funnier.
But or, green beer you don't get the point of?
Yeah. Is green beer funny?
How about green water?
Why do we eat this one?
I mean, green water would be kind of funny.
What about why is green funny and yellow not funny?
They're both funny. They're both funny.
Is there something?
What are those twiglets?
No. What's with the twiglets?
What's with the twiglets?
Hey, twiglets.
I feel like it's kind of sounds like a slur of some kind.
Probably.
Hey, you want some twiglets? Oh, I thought Conrad was coming over from the right. It's Jess. Water. I think it's why orange. I don't understand the point of coloring beer or drinks that have flavor colors. That feels weird. But it's like it's just water because then you see it and you expect something. You're like, oh, is this lemon flavored? Or if you put red in here, it's like, is it cherry? Is it strawberry? Is it raspberry? Is it fruit punch? There's so many flavors that are red. Watermelon? You could.
Tell me more. Tomato?
Tomato?
Cherry.
I said cherry. Pomegranate?
Pomegranate.
Blood?
Blood flavored. Beet flavored.
No, you guys are getting out of hand.
Raspberries?
But, like, I would want...
Boysenberries?
Schnozberries.
Do you know what schnozberries are, Gary?
People.
No.
Kinda.
Part of a people. Apparently, what's his name? Willy Wonka's owner?
Wonka?
Mr. Wonka? Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl. Roald Dahl.
He wrote an adult book, apparently. Or a book for adults. Not just adult books. But she referred to his dick as a schnozberry. Mm-hmm. So when he says the schnozberries taste like schnozberries, she's like, what's a schnozberry? The girl, whatever she says in the movie.
Yeah.
And he like grabs her face. That could have turned out horrible. He's like, taste it. I don't know.
Oh, no.
I know. That's what I was saying. It could have turned horrible.
You didn't have to turn it horrible, though. You turned it horrible.
Scott successfully ruined the podcast.
Yeah. 20 minutes
in. 20 minutes in. All right, good job.
Did it. Now I can relax.
It's always tense waiting for the moment before you move. So, let's get to the topics.
What did George Wentz do?
He was in an elevator. I got in the elevator.
Elevators. Elevator stores are fun because they can't get away.
That's true.
Not in a creepy way, but it's like you see him like, hey, and like, oh, okay. You wait, then they have to wait.
Yeah, I just like elevators, so I've started taking steps to avoid them.
Goddamn puns. John's not here, we still have puns. Anyways, you're in an elevator with John, what's his name?
John Wendt.
George Wendt.
Yes.
You were in an elevator.
Yes.
Then what?
We're going up like two floors. It wasn't far.
Okay.
And first floor, and I said, hey, hi, my name is Mike. I'm a fan of your work. He said, I'm George. Thank you. That was it. That was the entire conversation. Then the elevator doors were open, and we left.
Did you follow him?
What?
No.
Oh. Well, I didn't know
he was going a different direction. Why would I follow him?
Because you were on the same floor.
Okay.
I
didn't follow him.
Do that to everyone?
I don't do it to everybody. I don't go up elevators very often. I don't have a reason to go in elevators.
I've not met four different celebrities. They were immediately behind me, like touching my back behind me, and I didn't see them, but my friends saw me not see them.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that with Stephen Colbert, Steve Carell.
Steve?
No. I should have led Jim Belushi and Michael Keaton. All of them were like right behind me.
At the same time?
No. Yeah, I was at a conga party and I didn't know. I was like, someone's hands on my hip feels like Batman. No? I'm not going to turn around. It might be Beetlejuice.
Same person.
Yeah, right.
Is Jim Belushi the good one or the bad one?
Well, I mean, he's not evil.
He's he's the one that's not
he's from the one that's
Saturday Night Live.
They were both on Saturday Night Live.
Is he alive or dead?
He's alive.
And his career?
Ew.
According to Jim, it's still around. That was the show he was on. That's how I remember John and Jim differences. John died.
Jimmy Egan from
Jim.
It's never too late for Scott to ruin the podcast twice.
Jim. According to Jim.
I can do a bad John Belushi impression, so yeah. So
everyone can do a bad John Belushi impression.
Everyone can do a bad anyone impression.
My name is John Belushi. Oh, boy, I love Twiglets.
That was a really bad
impression. Yeah, I'm highly in doubt that John Belushi ever encountered Twiglets. So there's that.
How long have Twiglets been around?
I'm going to Google that.
Yeah. You never know. He's a big star. He could have gone to Europe. People could have sent him packages to his hotel room.
Sure.
He'd be like, oh, my night, I love going to the samurai.
I'm John Belushi.
I mean, he was a samurai baker. People probably send him snacks from Japan all the time.
Sure. He was invented in 1929.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Older than Jim Belushi or John Belushi combined. Their ages, you add them, it's more than... years. 81, 9.
81, 9. 90.
All right, we're not doing... 81, 9
plus 90.
We're not going to do math anymore. No, it's so weird when John's not here, because I'm like, whenever I'm like, oh, I should talk now, instead of him just like talking, and then I go, I'll think about what I'm going to say, and then when he stops, then I can go. But it's me, just me talking.
You complain about John. You invited him in the show.
Yeah.
This show is your construct. You said, I want a show with me, John, and Mike.
I know, but it feels good to not be the bottom totem pole.
You designed the show.
I know, and I'm designing myself to be better than...
You could not cast him. You just say he's not in.
No, that'd be mean. Do you want to be mean?
No, it's your show.
Yeah. What was I going to say? I was going to say, oh... The hard part was when I saw Gary's status about mediocre, not mediocre, what is it called?
Wait, what? Oh my gosh. Mundane?
No, meeting people, celebrities.
I did the math.
Encounter.
Their combined age was 93, so that means that 93 years ago was 1925.
Wow.
So yeah.
Just another wire.
Just
Twiglets were invented in 1922.
Oh.
The Belushis lived until 1925.
Told you. In a few years, though, I'll be wrong.
Yeah.
So, we all know what we gotta do.
Kill John Belushi? No, Jim Belushi?
Kill Jim Belushi.
Time machine to Twiglets.
Time machine, invent him earlier.
Invent him, yep, time machine match.
Just give Jim Belushi a packet of Twiglets.
Things would have changed.
Do you think? Encounters was the word. no. I was going to say, I saw Gary's red key about, I mean, status.
Gary's red key.
I saw Gary's status about celebrity encounters, and I'm like, who would I say my best encounter was, or even a good encounter, or even an encounter?
Yes, that was the point of his question.
Yeah, I know, but I was thinking, and I wanted
to... Oh, and then you, that's how... That's how interactions work.
Yeah.
You ask a question, you think about it.
Yeah.
And then you answer.
Yeah.
Yes. What's the answer?
I don't know. I was thinking about it just now.
Oh, you're still thinking about it?
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
That
was posted like a week ago. You're still thinking on this? And you're hoping you'll come up with something now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, how do you...
Good luck.
Also, Gary, I haven't seen him since he posted it, so I can ask him questions. Yes. Oh.
He now, didn't have a question.
Does it count? Do they have to be like within situations where you just randomly run into them? Or is it like I was hanging out after a show and then I saw them and then they talked to me and then
That's the same thing.
Is it?
You were hanging out after their show.
Okay, many years back, Kids in the Hall were in town and thank you. And we saw them. I don't know why I expected applause.
I don't know. You didn't do anything.
I didn't. I bought a ticket and I went.
Good job.
But then we went backstage because everyone apparently like.
Oh, then you were surprised, all right?
Well, they're like, yeah, we're done with the show, and then they just went into the lobby and like did meets and greets with everybody, and we were like, we gotta see them at the bus. So we went back behind the stage and we're just waiting for them to come out, even though they're already like taking pictures and signing with everybody and whatnot in the lobby. But then Dave Foley came out, and we're like, oh, and like getting pictures of him and stuff like that. He's like, you know, everybody's still inside. We can go back inside. I'm like, oh, okay. So then he's like, come on, I'll show you how to get there. And he started walking into the building, and we were just going through, like, offices and back rooms and hallways because he got lost, and he was, but he was, like, leading us through the Widener Center, like, just through the offices and everything. And then we eventually got, we found our way to the lobby, but it was fun because it was, like, 10 of us that got led through a building that Dave Foley was never in before. And he's like, come on, follow me. And we're just like, I don't know what's where we are. We're just passing people's cubicles and whatnot. That was a fun time.
It sounded fun.
It did.
When you described it, I could hear him talking.
Was that a good impression?
No, but I could hear him talking. I could hear, it wasn't a bad impression.
Oh, Dave Foley.
Better. Getting better. Yeah.
I'm trying, yeah. I bet there's any comic book fans in here.
Surprise, surprise.
Michael, oh, I went to Comic-Con one year, ooh, and this is a sad...
Surprise, surprise.
Wizard World. But if anyone knows who Michael Turner is, he was a great artist, and he died. But I didn't know what he looked like, because I suck at faces. Not on faces, at faces.
You would if someone asked, though.
Yeah. The right people.
Oh, you wouldn't suck on any old face?
Not any old face. anyway.
Why not? They're easier to suck. More pliable, yeah. You need to update your
Windows. Oh, God, no, don't update Windows.
You need to restart now.
No. Anyways, Michael Turner, he had cancer, and he was dying. This is a happy story. But then we were hanging out at our hotel we were staying. It was in the same as the convention center for the convention. Shut up. I was like, convention center. We're at the convention center for a convention. I blew my mind for no apparent reason. But then my brother was like, I'm going to run down and get our parking validated, which I just learned what parking validation meant this weekend. I still don't actually
know.
What
does it mean?
I don't really know.
Explain it.
You get a ticket in a machine, and then you go to a place, and then you say, I parked here, and they do something, like sign it or whatever, and then you take it to the machine, and you pay? I know, a guy got mad at me because I didn't validate my parking.
Oh.
He's like, where'd you come from? Like, I was at the Alamo. He's like, that's not, the free parking's not here for that. You need to get validated. I'm like, I'm unaware of that. He's like, well, I'll let you go this time. I'm like, well, fuck, I'm not going to be back here for another long while. So he got him good. But then my brother went down.
I hope you have to go back and run into the same guy. I thought I'd never see you again. I still don't know what validation means. Please validate me.
I'll have to do the old Google search. But anyways, my brother went down the escalator to the front desk to get our parking validated. And as we're sitting there, in the last day, a lot of people hey, this 50% off this, just, they're just trying to get rid of shit because they want to pack up all this stuff. And there's a comic book that Michael Turner worked on called Witchblade, and it was very popular in the 90s. We made a TV show on it. It wasn't good. But then they were hanging out these giant 2-foot by 3-foot posters for free. I'm like, whatever. I roll it up, and I'm just holding it. And my brother goes down, and I'm standing next to my friend Joey, and I see this guy going up the escalator on crutches, and his wife, and I'm looking at myself he's a very handsome man. She's a very pretty lady. I'm like, oh, okay. And then they kind of meet eyes. I'm like, hey, how's it going? Doing all right. How are you? I'm like, all right. And then they walk away. My friend Joey goes, do you know who that was? I'm like, no idea. He's like, that was Michael Turner. I'm like, why didn't you tell me? I could have had him sign this. And then he died that year.
Oh,
no. No, I didn't kill him. I'm just saying, that was my last ever. That was my last opportunity to get an autograph.
He wasn't on the escalator?
He was on his crutches, though.
Going which way?
Up.
Which way were you going?
I was just standing there.
Oh.
Because my brother went down the escalator, and then he went up, and I was just standing at the top.
So what did you learn from the situation?
know what people look like.
Yeah.
Still don't.
Or always have your poster out and ready to sign.
Yeah.
I met Eric Powell in an elevator at C2E2 a couple months ago.
Eric Powell's cool. He's a good artist.
Yeah. Don't know.
Yeah. Anyways.
Sounds great.
I think it's about that time, Conrad. Yeah. It's time for Conrad. It's Question Corner.
Oh, boy. I have a doozy of a question today.
Oh, boy. We can hardly wait.
In Conrad's Question Corner, Conrad asks a question.
Okay.
I'll answer it. All three of us.
All three of us.
Okay, this is a would you rather kind of question. Would you rather be the strongest guy on the planet on the condition that once a week you have to fight another planet's strongest dude in like a tournament to save the Earth or whatever, something like that?
Every week?
Every week.
Like a TV show.
Yep. To submission or death?
It depends on the alien.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Or would you rather be a teenage mecha pilot who can easily save the world from aliens every week but suffers from severe psychological trauma a day later?
I mean the mecha pilot, right?
The robot Scott.
Yeah.
What's the severe psychological trauma?
I mean, it can't be...
Depression, PTSD, you name it.
I already have half of those.
Yeah, giant robot.
Yeah, giant, I mean... I'm,
easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Does anybody... If it pisses me off, what are they going to do? Get their giant mech robots? Fuck you, buddy.
Yeah. You don't know what you're dealing with. There's an infinite number. Every week? Every week?
Do I die? Yeah. What happens if I die?
Die.
Well, but
the
then
mics go out.
So I have to win.
Yeah.
Oh.
In the mech pilot, or as a strong dude.
Yeah, but you said I can easily fight with
so
the mech pilot.
Goku or Shinji?
Shinji, he had weird problems.
How often do you have to fight with the mech outfit?
Oh. Also every week.
Oh well, fuck. That's stupid. I don't know.
Wait, how easy is it? Wait, so basically, I can fight and win, and that's it. Or I can fight and win and have psychological problems. I don't, like, you just get added, like, angry cheese on top.
Angry cheese?
I guess I'm the strongest guy who has to
fight
an alien every week.
Yeah.
Okay, you get rewarded if you win the alien fights.
Rewarded?
Yeah, you name it, you get it.
Wait, you feel like you're stacking the deck here, because it's like the strongest man, he has no psychological problems.
Yeah,
he's strong. He doesn't. But so does the mech person every week.
Yeah, but you're the robot.
But if
I would rather be
if my robot fails and blows up, I'm in it. And I'm not strong enough to handle getting.
I mean, all right, the question is would you rather be Captain America or our Iron Man? Right?
Small scale, for sure, yeah.
Oh, don't oversimplify his question, Mike.
Captain America.
I don't know. Tony
actually just shouted Goku or Neon Genesis Evangelion, so.
I mean, Iron Man got more ladies. Because it's alcoholism. Yeah.
Because it was alcoholism.
I mean.
That's what gets ladies.
He has money, too.
Mm-hmm. Why doesn't. Does Captain America have money? He should have a lot of money.
He's a comic artist.
He's a comic artist.
What?
Yeah. Captain America's a comic artist.
I don't think so.
What comic does he draw?
I'm pretty sure he's a soldier.
That means the army pays for everything.
So he's making that sweet army money.
Yeah.
In the Marvel Universe.
I believe you. There's like 75 years of Captain America history. What just happened? I know it was a noise. I was leaning over in the lights. Looked like there's a gremlin crawling on the lights, which I don't like. Guys,
close that little window there. There's something on the wing.
Was there some? Were those twiglets real or were they tampered with?
Oh, never tell.
You said that.
Oh, never tell. Oh, never tell. Never tell.
Conrad.
Yes?
What's the worst What's the worst? Conrad.
Conrad,
what's the worst?
You can do so much, you can do anything.
I always worry.
You speed up Scott? Is that just him sped up a little bit?
I always worry that that's what I sound like.
Yeah, that is what you sound like. That's why we're laughing. Don't worry.
I thought that queued up since the beginning of the show.
When I said, do you have a dream where the werewolf poop? Yeah. That, you since
yeah.
then?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking about that when I said that. I was like, don't stumble, you're...
That's what you sound like a lot of the time. I wonder how that kid is now.
He's probably dead.
Whoa, what?
He's a mech pilot. Yes.
He's probably a mech pilot. We're having to fight the planet every week. A new planet, new alien.
Conrad, what's the worst?
What's the worst, Conrad? I want him to answer that question first. What's the worst?
I keep putting the
emphasis on the wrong nothing.
I keep forgetting to put words in there. Conrad,
in your sentences?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. What is the accent that you're worst at?
Wow, did not see that question. Not where I thought he was going to the whole time.
English. Because I heard you're English, American. That's
what's your worst accent?
What's that worst accent?
This is for a Wisconsin accent, or Midwest accent. That's a different.
Yeah, what's that? Give me a good old Wisconsin accent.
Oh, gee, Willikins, eh?
You're a cartoon character.
That cool, Pat, cool.
He gets weirdly high pitched.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You betcha.
It's like.
Can you do it in your lower register? Lower down?
I was going to say it sounds.
Give yourself a bagel, huh?
That's what you would sound like here.
Yep. Because Wisconsin is known for their bagels.
Say milk.
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 Milk. Milk. Say moist. Better be moist.
Did you just whisper moist?
Conrad ASMR.
That's his foreplay.
What? My worst.
I hope this episode's called Finger Bang.
Finger Bang. I would have to say my worst accent. Oh, God, I don't want to say this because you'll make you do it.
Yeah.
Jamaican?
Jamaican? You liar. That can't be. Is that really?
Oh. Oh, yeah. You do Jamaican first.
Sounds like my Wisconsin accent.
You do Jamaican. That's right, man.
Going to drink some blue liquid.
You never answered that question. Blue.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Blue liquid.
Yeah. You sound like or Applejack. Or, was it cinnamon?
Cinnamon.
What?
Oh, it's a vine. I thought you were listening to ASMR. I thought a woman was like moaning at first. Sorry, that's where my mind went. I can't. What's your worst accent?
Australian.
Do it.
Australian.
That's not bad.
That's right. It's my worst one. Hard to do.
Do French.
Do the French accent.
Okay.
Do it.
Spanish accent. Hello. How are you?
Do Somalian.
Don't.
No. I am the captain of this ship now.
So that's what my Spanish sounds like.
What?
It's all around the Mediterranean.
What about Greek?
What about Greek?
Do it.
My friend, Flash Gordon, come here! It's a guy from the. Who's that guy, that actor?
Brian Blessed?
Brian Blessed. I think he's Greek. He might not be. Fact check me.
I can. Oh boy.
A lot of accents. You go with the attitude of the country. Spanish, you know, a little more mellow, kind of try to be sensual, kind of. Greek is just full of life. It's not really an accent. It's more of an attitude.
And that's the more you know.
That is the more you know.
Anyways, John is usually the one that.
I thought he was going to text. He said. He said he's on his way.
He didn't tell me anything.
So, okay, cool. Be there as soon as I can at 9:25.
He's dead.
Wow. I think that's the assumption we have.
No, yeah, he's...
Season finale. Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Well, it takes, what, Appleton times 30 minutes to get here?
Yeah, about Appleton times 30 minutes.
And that was 45 minutes ago?
Right. Well, you got to Appleton times it, so.
But my Google thing says expect rain on Friday.
Maybe he can't find parking.
Bullshit. I found parking and I didn't even try. I'm three rows away. I didn't try hard. I should have tried harder.
Well, you got here on time, too, so.
I got here late and I had parking.
High five. Anyways, John usually ends it, so we gotta figure out how to end this without him going, "Hey, everybody!" Are you calling him?
I'm calling him.
A voicemail? Or not a voicemail?
So, we'll see you.
Yeah.
If he crashes the car, that means season finale.
Oh boy.
Hello, you've reached John Egan's cell phone. I cannot.
Oh, fuck!
I'll leave a message.
Thank you, and have a good day.
What are we gonna say?
I'm gonna say, John,
wake up. Not to tone. Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
That'd have been awesome.
That'd have been great.
Alright, so your theory that he's dead still stands up.
If he is, I'm going to cut this part out of the podcast.
What if he's just drinking at the bar laughing it up?
Yeah. What if he is?
What if he's backstage?
Ha ha.
Nope, he's not backstage.
What if he's under this stool?
What if he... Oh, shit.
John, this one's for you. Memorial music.
This is going
to
be...
If he's dead...
Yes!
This is going to be... We'll never be able to listen to this episode. This whole hour will be depressing to listen to.
Oh, God, this video is depressing. It's more like the class of 76.
What?
Why am I watching?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Did you have work to do up there?
I just want some music.
You're watching the dead class of 77?
Yeah, the dead class.
It goes up to 79.
Wow, that's a lot.
That
of
is some sad music.
A lot of bunnies that got killed.
I killed bunnies? What?
Wow, I didn't know that you did.
All right, what's your questions?
I don't know. How do we end it?
Oh, what did you... Did we cover all your topics?
No, I didn't. But the other one is... It says... Child... Scary kid moments? Did you ever have a... Did you... Shut up. Today I said a phrase that... Out of context. Because a lady walked past and she heard me. And I feel that she might... be more scared of me because
sure,
I was talking like out of context. I was like, he pees all over kids. He loves peeing on kids.
What's the context?
The context was a dog.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes it so.
But I realized, I was like, he's going to pee all over those kids.
Were you by yourself when you were saying this? Were you?
That would have been a good time to end it.
That would. John would have ended it, but I set it up. You left. He would have ended it.
Yeah. God, bumps at Spike. That's a space ball. Wait, no, space balls. What's
volleyball.
Called? Volleyball reference. You guys ever play volleyball? I don't know what's happening. Jeez. This is what happens. Conrad used up videos, and then I don't realize they're playing, and then I... Was that? Does that? Did you start it again?
No.
Mm. Mm.
Don't be a spoiler, man.
Then he plays them, and I don't realize it's happening, and then I get scared.
Yeah.
And then yeah. Were you scared?
Are you scared? Do you wish Don was here?
No, I'm done with him. What are you doing? What is it? What is in blue?
What is in blue?
What is in blue, Jess? I don't know. You don't know?
Kool-Aid, lemonade.
There's a cherry in there. Okay, here's what we'll do.
What?
What?
Well, I was going to tell you why the blue drink.
Okay.
Because it's ruined now because John's not here. John was going to get a blue drink too, and we weren't going to say anything about it, and he would just surround you with blue drinks.
But I want a blue drink.
I do.
Not really.
It's tasty. It's you want to try this one?
Oh, wow, well, sparkly.
Here, try this one.
Yeah, try it. Hold
it up to the light. Swirl it.
You mean literally?
Oh my gosh, it's like the shimmer.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, the cherry's turning into ice.
Is this the second show I have to play the Annihilation soundtrack?
No.
I got that reference.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was why we had the blue drinks. They're tasty. You can have them.
Okay, I'm going to have it. Right. Anyways.
But John didn't show up.
Well,
fucking gag ruined.
That's not a typical John Egan.
That says giant typical John Egan. Scientifical.
I don't know how to end. I don't know how to end this. I don't. We're just doing this till it's done. Till we'll all die.
Till the next show.
Till the next show. We have a whole
When's
month.
When's the next show?
A month away. We got a while.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, if we're all dead by that point,
we'll join John Egan in Valhalla.
Are you playing a song of a drain?
No, it's playing that thing of Annihilation.
Oh, I thought I heard like a drain circling, like just the.
Would you like me to?
Basically, the sensation of being circled.
I know, I've seen the movie. I don't know why I got so mad. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. No tears, only dreams.
Mike, oh God, this is
Thank you, folks. Good night.
This is a Scott Does Stuff podcast.